Good morning, Chief. How are you today?
Good morning. Everything's great.
Good, good. Summer in the city. It is getting warm.
Yes, it is.
And do crime stats go up when that happens generally, or is there a pattern?
Well, you know, we've just, and just looking at the stats from last month, where our call volume is actually down. And I can't really explain that. Do I expect it to go up in the summer? That is the norm,
right,
is for our call volume to go up.
Okay.
So we're just going to kind of play it by ear, see what this month is going to hold for us, and maybe we'll kind of see which direction we're going.
Okay. Before we get to the call stats, which are posted on our Facebook page right now, if you'd like to read along, let's start with you're resuming the regular in-person coffee with the cop that took place yesterday, right?
That is correct.
Wasn't that nice?
It was. It was very nice. We've actually done that 2 months now.
Okay,
we've
kind
of got back.
Yeah.
We got back on the regular schedule. We had a really good turnout at some of our regulars, and we had really good conversation. We talked about golf carts because some of them do use golf carts downtown. And we talked about our stats, obviously. And last month, we had one of our detectives that came and spoke to them about the financial crimes task force that she recently has been assigned to. And she went into a lot of detail last month with them about that. So it was really very basic yesterday, real casual. We didn't have a lot of problems to discuss. And it was just a really good meeting.
But it's always a casual thing, and we encourage anyone to come.
Absolutely.
The second Tuesday at 9 a.m. at the James P. Nick Center.
That's correct.
And tell us, a financial crimes division, tell us about that.
The district attorney's office put together kind of like a task force with agencies all in Baldwin County, and they've got, you know, one or two people assigned each from each municipality and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Department. And what they do is they kind of all work together to see, you know, what are we seeing not only in our area as in Fairhope, but as a whole in Baldwin County. And then they try to work these cases together, because a lot of times whatever's happening here is happening all over.
Right.
So they do, they compare, they work together, what's the best way to handle this. They work with the DA's office on prosecution. And a lot of it is, you know, the elder abuse crimes, financial crimes against,
right,
the elder abuse, you know, elderly. And we're seeing a lot more of that, especially with the COVID that's, you know, going around. We've got tax fraud. And then one of the things that people are reporting a lot of right now is the state oh my goodness, I just went completely blank. They're receiving benefits.
Social Security, unemployment.
Unemployment.
Oh, yes,
yes.
I've heard about unemployment fraud. Yes.
Yes, unemployment. We are receiving a high volume of those. We get at least one to two a day.
So how does that work? I mean, normally we would apply for unemployment. So how can we be ripped off on that?
Social Security number is being compromised, and people are, the scam artists are filing for unemployment.
I see.
Using someone else's identification.
Ah.
So we are receiving, and we're not the only ones. I mean, it has gone rampant over, you know, in Baldwin County.
Mm. Also, I won't say rampant, but ever more popular are golf carts,
yes,
in town. The city of Daphne kind of brought this to light a couple of weeks ago when the media made a big deal and they wanted to announce about minors not riding golf carts. And there's lots of other rules that need to apply for street legal golf carts or low speed vehicles. So y'all also posted some information. Tell us about that.
You know, we have a lot more golf cart usage downtown, and we're seeing more and more of it. You know, we do have the two golf cart companies now in town, and I believe there might be some rentals and sales that are going on. So we are seeing a influx in that. And that's fine. But we also, you know, we wanted to put this out because we're seeing a lot of people that haven't registered their golf cart. They still have to have a tag. This vehicle, it's considered a vehicle. It's a car. It has to be treated like a car. You have to be 16. You have to be a licensed driver. And you know, there's certain limitations as to where you can drive this vehicle.
I thought it was interesting, and part of your statement where it says LSVs or low-speed vehicles can only be driven on roads that are 35 miles an hour or less. I knew that.
Right.
And I knew that you could cross a road that's higher, such as 98, but you can't drive on a road when the speed limit may change. For instance, Scenic 98 actually changes to 40 miles an hour.
It does, and it's a very short distance there that it does, but you can't, and that's, you know, that is something that we don't set. That's in our jurisdiction. It's not in our city limits. So the majority of our, you know, where you can drive that is downtown. A lot of our the fruit and nut section,
residential,
uh-huh. Right? And but we that right there, that was just some information that we felt like we needed to put out. And we receive the majority of our calls are in residential areas where kids are now out of school. They're driving their golf carts or driving the parents' golf carts when parents aren't home. And so it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. I mean, they're not licensed drivers. So we really wanted to put this information out there to our residents so that they know, you know, what the law is.
Okay. I've also seen a couple of social media posts about folks getting parking tickets. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that you can put a lot of validity into everything you see on social media. But has there been a crackdown on parking, and have we seen any improvement? Parking's always been a challenge.
Yes, we have. We have our SROs are now out of school, so we're using them to be downtown, be
school
at the pier. School resource officers. So they're downtown. They're at the pier. They're monitoring the area. They're out foot patrol, being seen, which is what we try to use them for a lot in the summer, that and to help fill with our patrol division. But one of the things that I wanted them to do this year or this summer was to address our parking issue. I mean, we've got, between speeding and parking downtown, I mean, we already have a lack of parking. But what of the problem is it parallel parking? We see a lot of cars that are facing in the wrong direction.
So that's not legal.
That's correct.
You've got to park with the
traffic flow.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. What about backing into a space? Does that matter?
It depends on where it is. I think there were some issues over by the park. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, we're being told by our insurance companies that, you know, to back in. It's good practice to back in. But if you're backing in certain areas, if you're going against the flow of the traffic, then that's not legal.
Okay.
And so those are a few things that we are addressing. We're a lot of people are parking in the no parking areas with the big X. The big yellow X's.
And is for delivery or pickup, things like that,
those are the green X's. But these are actually no parking areas. And you'll see a lot of them on the corners, especially when you're pulling out onto Bancroft, maybe, from Magnolia.
Because you got to make that turn.
Exactly.
And you've got to have the visibility.
Exactly. Okay. And so we have golf carts that park there quite often. We have motorcycles that will park there quite often. And those are the things that we're addressing. And it has made a difference. It really has. I ride down, ride around downtown a lot, and I'm seeing very, very few issues.
And the ticket's only $25.
Yes, the tickets are $25.
Is that a price you can set, or is that also a mandate from whatever?
It's the city's. It's an ordinance.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
So it's a slap on the wrist to remind folks, don't do it that way next time.
That's correct.
We're speaking with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead here at WABF. It is 8:32 and 79 degrees. Speaking of traffic, when you released your call statistics, May was a very busy month.
Yes, it was. We had 497 traffic stops. Of those traffic stops, 141 citations were issued, 251 written warnings, and 105 verbal warnings.
That's really nice. What, a third given tickets?
That's correct.
And the rest, warnings, written, or verbal. Okay. And I guess we can move on now to the call stats. These are reports received or calls received to the Fairhope Police Department and May. I like the format of what you're releasing now and more details and more categories.
Right.
So
yeah.
If y'all haven't looked yet, you can find this on the WABF Facebook page as well as the Fairhope Police page.
Yeah. So for the May, the reports that we have taken, we had 5 burglary reports, 7 vehicle burglary reports. We had 36 domestic violence.
That's higher, isn't it?
That's about average.
Okay.
2 child abuse cases reported, 21 thefts, 1 auto theft, 1 theft of a vehicle, 3 unauthorized use of a vehicle, 3 shoplifting, 8 criminal mischief. We had 31 drug reports, and that's down from last month. 1 financial abuse of the elderly. We had 2 minor with alcohol, 6 public intoxication, 1 aggravated assault. We had 13 harassment, 15 fraud, identity theft, forgery cases reported. Let's see. We had 2 obstruction of governmental operations, 1 gun violation, 7 DUIs, 2 leaving the scene of an accident, 4 trespassing. We had 36 failure to appear in court, and those are our warrants.
Okay. You get a ticket, you're scheduled to appear at a certain day and time, and they don't.
Yes. We had 1 assault on an officer, 1 assault elder abuse case, 1 arson, 3 criminal tampering, 1 exposure lewd act, 2 sexual assault cases, 1 child abandonment case, and 1 receiving stolen property.
And those numbers are reports taken.
Right. These are reports taken.
Now we will read the arrests,
right,
which are considerably lower than these reports taken.
That's correct. So every time a report's made, it doesn't necessarily mean an arrest resulted from that report.
Right.
And a lot of these reports taken are still under investigation. So that doesn't mean arrest will not be made in the future.
Okay.
We had 15 domestic violence arrests, 3 theft arrests, 4 shoplifting, 32 drug arrests, 1 financial abuse of an elderly, 3 minor with alcohol, 6 public intox, 1 resisting arrest, 4 harassment, 2 gun violation, 7 DUIs, 1 trespassing, 47 failure to appear in court, 1 arson, 1 assault on the officer, 1 burglary of a vehicle, 1 reckless endangerment, 1 receiving stolen property, 1 obstructing governmental operations, 3 tampering with evidence, and we had 2 miscellaneous offenses, and I failed to find out exactly why we had that and what they were. So I'm not really sure what those 2 were.
Okay. All right.
But still, and I mean, you look at the arrest, and we have a pretty good bit of arrests that are going on in the month of May. A lot of reports.
Yes, but now this is actually, you said, in May, 2,071 calls, and we were a little bit higher in April, weren't we?
We were. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying, you know, we are seeing mm-hmm. kind of a downward in call volume, but that is a little unusual for this time of the year. So I'm anxious to see what this month is going to bring for
okay.
us.
Chief, what else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask yet this morning?
The 2 things that I do want to mention, and it's something I always bring up every month, is our cityconnect.com. City Connect is a program that we're using that puts information out there to our citizens about what's going on in their community. What are we making arrest on? What's going on in your neighborhood? You can subscribe to it. So cityconnect.com.
It actually shows you where mm-hmm. the crime is occurring.
That's correct. It's a mapping system that we use, and where our chart, you know, anything that we make an arrest on, it's going to pop up on that map.
Okay.
And then the other thing is camera registration. I always like to remind everyone, please register your surveillance cameras if you have them. It doesn't give us access to your cameras. We don't want access. All it does is what you do is go on the Fairhope website, go under the police department, and there's a tab there where you can register, just basically telling us you have a camera And this is where your camera is at your location. And then if we have something that actually happens in your neighborhood, we can come to you and say, hey, can you look at your camera and see if there's any identifying information that would help us solve a crime?
Personal home video cameras have really helped solve a lot of crimes, haven't they?
They have. And, you know, the agencies are using them to their advantage. And I think it's a deterrent, too, for criminal activity.
It does appear to be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, I see that the city of Fairhope is hiring. They have posted several jobs, including, I believe, a corrections officer.
We are currently accepting applications for a part-time corrections officer position. And we just opened up our police officer position again. It was just posted this week. Mm-hmm. So,
what is the difference? What is a corrections officer versus a police officer?
Okay. A corrections officer is who is assigned to our jail. They, you know, they handle all of the inmates, everything that comes in. And then obviously our officers are our officers that are on the street. They're post-certified.
Is the training the same? Or kind of corrections officer would be, I guess, considered lower?
It's two completely different job classifications, okay. Two completely different jobs, and the training is very different.
Okay. So if you wanted to get in law enforcement, but you weren't ready to beat the streets with a gun in your hand, mm-hmm. a corrections officer position might be a great way to start.
Well, and that's how I started. I was a dispatcher.
Really? Cool.
I was a dispatcher, and I just kind of, you know, worked my way through, went to the academy, went to Mobile Police Department's academy, became an officer, and just kind of worked my way up the ranks. And that's how a lot of people get involved into law enforcement. They're not quite sure if this is the right job for them. They don't really know what they want to do. It may not be right at all, but, you know, it's a great way to get your foot in the door.
FairhopeAL.gov for the employment opportunities. You can also find that on Facebook. As always, Chief, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your officers serving and protecting our fair city. And thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us the second Wednesday of each month. If you missed part of this or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.